From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The main rebel coalition in Syria says it is willing to accept a temporary truce, but only if Russia calls a halt to its airstrikes and the Damascus government ends its offensive near the Syrian-Turkish border. The Syrian rebel coalition, known as the High Negotiations Committee, said after its meeting in Saudi Arabia Saturday that any potential truce would require the Syrian government to lift its blockade of rebel-held communities and release thousands of detainees. The HNC said the truce must also include Syria's allies, notably Russia and Iran. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov spoke about the crisis by telephone Saturday. There was no indication they made any significant progress on the truce issue. Russia has said it will not stop its airstrikes against what it calls terrorist targets in Syria, even if there is a truce. Uganda's Electoral Commission has named incumbent leader Yoweri Museveni the winner in Thursday's presidential election. But as Jill Craig reports, the main opposition party led by Kizza Besigye is rejecting the results as fraudulent.
According to the Electoral Commission, Museveni garnered 60.75% of the final vote. Besigye captured 35.37%, and independent candidate Amama Mbabazi took 1.43%. Besigye has run against Museveni three times before, losing each time amid accusations that the president's supporters rigged the vote and intimidated his opponents. Museveni has been in power since 1986, when his National Resistance Army took control of Uganda by force.
VOA's Jill Craig. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister David Cameron has set a referendum on Britain's continued membership in the European Union for June 23rd. Speaking to reporters outside the Prime Minister's residence, Cameron said his cabinet approved a recommendation that Britain stay in a reformed 28-nation European Union.
But our special status also means we're out of those parts of Europe that do not work for us. So we will never join the euro. We will never be part of eurozone bailouts, never be part of the passport-free, no-borders area, or a European army, or an EU superstate.
Britain's deal with the European Political and Economic Alliance followed a marathon two-day summit in Brussels, where EU members unanimously agreed on a package of concessions to Britain. Former U.S. Supreme Court Justice, the late Antonin Scalia, has been remembered as a man who loved God, loved his family, and loved his country. At his funeral at Washington's Basilica of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception, his son, the Reverend Paul Scalia, recalled his father's devotion to his faith and to his family.
We have been thrilled to read and hear the many words of praise and admiration for him, for his intellect, his writings, his speeches, his influence, and so on. But more important to us and to him is that he was dad.
Vice President Joe Biden led a distinguished group of officials, dignitary, family, and friends in attending the service. Scalia's eight fellow justices, several cabinet members, and many members of Congress also were in attendance, as was former Vice President Dick Cheney. President Obama and the First Family did not attend the service. Appointed in 1986 by former President Ronald Reagan, Scalia died last Saturday while on a hunting trip in Texas. He was 79. The race for the White House continues, with Republicans casting ballots in South Carolina and Democrats caucusing in Nevada. In South Carolina, Republican frontrunner Donald Trump is trying to capitalize on his win in New Hampshire while holding off a challenge from Texas Senator Ted Cruz. Florida Senator Marco Rubio hopes to do well after winning the endorsement this week of South Carolina's popular governor, Nikki Haley. Meanwhile, in Nevada, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton takes on Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Clinton barely edged Sanders in the Iowa caucuses, and Sanders won the New Hampshire primary. And a powerful cyclone with winds surpassing 300 kilometers per hour hit the South Pacific island nation of Fiji Saturday. The government has imposed a nationwide curfew and declared a natural state of disaster. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.